The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
A warm welcome along to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You're tuned in to Thursday's edition of the podcast, where we've got racing from Southall, Carlisle, Chelmsford City and over the Irish Sea at Clonmel, as Wincanton has unfortunately been abandoned, but plenty of good racing still to look forward to on Thursday when you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Dave Kellner, Chris Pimlott and Ollie Pimlott in the studio to take a look at all that. But before that, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on today's edition of the podcast is James Millman to take a look at some of the racing on Thursday. How are you today, James?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you, Sam.
Good stuff. Six days away, James.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty quick now. We've got the entries out now for the first day. And people can really start setting, especially the handicaps. You've kind of got a little bit of a better idea who's running where. And, interesting week ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned there the six-day decks are out, for the champion hurdle. Field cut down to eight now. I suppose it'd be pretty handy if we could keep with the dead eight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, especially for obviously each-way betting. That is a concern, is that a lot of people have realised that basically they haven't got a hope against the main four. And I'm not surprised that the field's cutting up, but it is a little bit of a shame. Perhaps we're going to get a false-run race again. That is going to be a concern because there's no obvious real outsider that's going to turn along. So, interesting to see what happens. It's kind of what everyone assumed. No surprises. None of the big names are out. And for me, I think Fahin could be great value. I think he could be the next Istabrak. My opinion is he's much better than the rest of his rivals. I think there won't be much between a new one, Jezki, Hurricane Fly, just like last year. But I do think Fahin's at a class above. And odds against could be quite good value.
Yeah, fair enough, absolutely. And is there a concern for you that the likes of Bertie on there at odds of 100-1? I mean, can you see him actually lining up come next week to give us the dead eight?
Now you've got this far with the entry system, I would imagine they're probably going to run basically as a day out for the owners, I would say. Obviously, Bertie actually ran pretty good behind the new one before.
Yeah,
but
twice four, yeah.
Realistically, he's not going to get near him, and I think Fahin's better than the new one as well, so it'll be a good day out for the owners. He's probably too high in the handicap to go on one of the handicaps. With only eight runners, you never know what will happen. You're going to get a bit of prize money probably, and it'll be a good day out for the owners.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the betting then for Haynes, even money now with us here after those entries. 11-4, the new one. Jezki, 5-1. 8-1, Hurricane Fly, 14's bar. And elsewhere at Cheltenham News, Shark Canlan confirms that Hidden Cyclone will run in the Ryanair, not the Queen Mother. Good decision for you, James?
I think so. Bearing in mind, apparently Sardar Gruji come back to form at Chepstow with a real good run at their weights. Spinosaka has been heavily backed, suggesting he's in top form at home. So if those two top contenders are back in peak form, realistically Hidden Cyclone probably not going to be good enough. Q-Card's come out of the Ryanair. Dinast is injured. Ryanair's looking a little bit weaker. I think it's a sensible decision.
Yeah, fair enough, makes sense. Just away from Cheltenham then, before we move on to some of Thursday's racing, Catterick have confirmed that we know all-weather racing there next season. Newcastle have submitted a proposal. Just how important is it for the North to get an all-weather venue?
Yeah, I think it will help. Obviously, if you really are for North, especially Scotland, Keith Dalglish, etc., they have to travel a very, very long way to go to Lingfield, Kempton. It's an eight-hour trip. I think it would decimate the jumping population a little bit if you did have an all-weather in the North. I think it is needed. We need one or the other, Catterick or Newcastle. And for me, losing Catterick flat racing on a turf wouldn't be the end of the world. I think Newcastle's a lovely galloping track. Really, they should be keeping that on the turf. But we can only have one. And with Catterick not racing next year, it probably does make it a little bit more easier for Newcastle. But a lot of trainer opposition to that last year, which is why it didn't happen. So interesting to see what happens, to be fair. I think the weather is needed in the north, but we only need one, definitely not two.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And could it be alongside the turf track as well at Newcastle? Would that be feasible?
We're going to keep the jump racing at Newcastle.
Yeah.
But obviously they say they're going to run just the plate day itself on the actual jump turf track.
Okay.
To be fair, stand-up turf has dropped in recent years at Newcastle, but it's still one of the tracks in the north which has got a decent turf track, and it'd be a shame to see it gone.
All right, yeah, fair enough then. We'll see how that pans out, obviously, over the next few months and years. We'll move on then to take a look at some of Thursday's action. We've picked out three races from Southall to go through on Thursday. The first of these comes up at 2:45. This one is a mile and a half seller. It's a Class 6 with five of them lining up to contest it. And I suppose La Estrella is the one that jumps off the page, James, chasing his sixth consecutive win.
Yeah, it's a fascinating seller, actually, because we've got three quite decent horses. Obviously, the wonder horse that is La Estrella, who, let's just have a look how many races he's actually won. He's won most of his last few outings. Obviously, kept generally in selling company. 28 wins to his name, which is a remarkable achievement for a horse from 63 starts. He hasn't looked as good for me this year in recent wins. And he's 12 years old now. He's not getting any younger. And he's certainly against some decent enough horses here, because TJB is a real several specialist, transferred to Mick Appleby's yard, made a winning debut. Not quite so good at Chelmsford, but the fact was he'd been put up £15, so up to a mark of 84. That is higher than last year. Last year was only 78, so giving him £4 last year is effectively £10 worse off. So I think he's going to struggle to give the weight to TJB, to be fair. I'm surprised TJB's in a seller, but obviously I feel a mark of 85 is perhaps limited options for him, and he'd definitely be a selection. Media Hype's got to be interesting, because he was obviously a very, very useful horse in his younger days. He was running in some very decent races. His last run in the claiming company, he was second to Street Artist, ran to an 88, and obviously he was rated as high as 105 a year and a half ago. So Media Hype is a very useful horse as well. So three horses there that are probably better than selling grade. Last year, I had the toughest task he's faced in a while. I'm afraid I will be opposing a 12-year-old, and I'll be going for TJB, Mick Appleby's runner, to make another win back on the fibre sand.
Okay, TJB then in that Southall 2:45 for James, number two on the card. Next up then, another one at Southall. This one, it comes up at 3:55. It is a 7-furlong handicap. It's a Class 5 event with 10 lining up to contest this one. Who makes the appeal?
Well, obviously, got to mention Risk and Reward, a transferee to the David O'Meara stable. And this one's another one that immediately made a winning impact, winning twice at Southall. Very disappointing at Wolverhampton last time out. Perhaps he's just purely a 5-pound specialist and didn't handle the Tapita surface. That's obviously going to be a concern, but he's only 5-pound higher than when he beat River Dreamer by a length and a quarter over 6 furlongs, so he's obviously going to be the main horse to beat. But was it Wolverhampton, or was it a slight issue with himself that they got him beat last time? Alma here is bought specially for young Patrick Vaughan to basically learn his craft on, and the combination taking a while to click. But it's come good, winning by 3.5 lengths, beating City of Anchor Wat last time out. That was in an apprentice race, so he escapes a penalty. So running off the same mark as 66. City of Anchor Wat is a pretty useful individual. So I think Alma here, the 10-year-old, well handicapped off his mark as 66. The handicapper would definitely be putting him up a few pounds for that recent win. And he'll be the selection. Tartan Trip, representing Mick Appleby. You'd imagine he's going to be pretty well supported, as the Appleby horses normally are at Southall. He's another main danger, and in what's a pretty competitive race for a 0-75, I'm going to go with Alma here, the 10-year-old from Tom Duscombe's stable.
Okay, Alma here then for James in the 3:55 at Southall. The final race on our podcast then on Thursday comes up at 4:25. This one is a 5-furlong handicap. Who do you like here?
Tricky race, only 6 runners, but we've got 5 course winners in the field, and a very, very competitive contest. It Must Be Faith has been very strongly supported the last twice, and he's ran well at Council City, off a mark of 83. Second to Dynamo Walt was no disgrace, because that one's actually improved and ran well in some really strong competitive races. It's his first run on the fibre sand, but generally, as we know, Mick Appleby's horses go well on the surface, trained very near to the track, so they often use several for exercise gallops, and he's probably the most progressive horse in the field. If he doesn't handle the fibre sand, then Oriental Relation, I think, will be the one to pick up the pieces. Course instant winner in the past, good form generally on the fibre sand, and horse has been in good form recently. Good effort when second to Stellata off a £4 higher mark at Kempton went out the handicap last time out. Officially, we're handicapped. Probably Oriental Relation will make sure that It Must Be Faith isn't too short in the market. And if It Must Be Faith doesn't like Fiber Sign, he'll be the one to pick up the pieces. But I'm going to stick with the Mick Appleby runner, and It Must Be Faith will be the selection.
Okay, and James siding with It Must Be Faith to continue McAppleby's fantastic run on the all-weather. If you could just spin us through them, please, one more time. Your three picks for Sutherland on Thursday, James.
Yeah, I've picked two Appleby horses. We've gone for TJB in the 245 to lower the colours of La Estrella. I think he'd be better back on the Fiber Sand, and he's just a better horse, I think, than the 12-year-old at the moment. In the 355, I've actually opposed McAppleby this time. Alma here, I'm going for Tom Dascombe and Patrick Vaughan to follow up their recent course and distance success. And then the 425, It Must Be Faith, is a selection from the Appleby Yard.
Okay, fantastic stuff then. There we are, the thoughts of James Millman ahead of Thursday's action. And do join us on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50pm on Thursday afternoon. Dave Kellner, Chris Pimlott and Ollie Pimlott will be in the studio to guide you through the action at Carlisle, Southall, Chelmsford City in the evening. We've also got an Irish meeting from Clonmel, so plenty to look forward to on Thursday on William Hill's Racing Radio. Thanks for joining me on the podcast, James, and good luck with the bets.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.